Mr. Wolf, wake up. I don't have all day. Come on, you can do it. Oh, are you awake? Good, finally. I was getting tired of waiting. Oh, there's something wrong, honey. You look surprised. You know, not in a million years did I think it would be this easy to trap you in here like this. I mean, you're the big bad wolf. You're supposed to be this unbeatable, unkillable predator. My parents used to tell me bedtime stories about a big bad wolf coming to eat up all the children. I know it was just to scare me into not sneaking out at night or doing anything bad, but I was scared for years that someone like you would come into my cabin and eat me up without so much of a trace of my existence left behind. Now that I'm an adult, I can clearly see that's not entirely how the world works, but I didn't think that you'd actually try to come here to eat me. I mean, I live pretty far from town. A lot of people get lost in these woods just normally trying to navigate through it, let alone making it here. So, my question to you is, how did you find your way here? You saw me in town and you followed my scent. Should have known. Definitely wasn't careful enough. So then what? You see me going back into the woods, waited until dark, and then followed my scent here? Then if that's just the case, you've got quite the nose, Fluffy. Not many would be able to track me here. At least not like that. But now that you know where I live, what am I going to do with you? Oh, is the big bad wolf getting scared of, oh, just a little old bunny like me? That's hilarious. Don't worry, Poppy. I won't hurt you. As long as you don't try to run from me. Also, do you really think that I can't hear your claws slowly trying to scratch your way out of those chains? Those are steel 120 grade industrial chains. You're not bursting out or scratching your way out of anything. My ears aren't for show. They're better than you think. How about if you do exactly what I say tonight, I'll let you go free. It's not a trick. I'll let you out of those chains and you can go right on home. As long as you listen and do everything that I tell you to. Deal? Good. Also, if you even think about trying to do something funny again, you'll get a second dose of wolfsbane sprinkled right on top of that cute little nose of yours. We both wouldn't want that, would we? I didn't think so. Now then, let's start out. That's something small. I'm gonna sit on your lap, with the chains on, still, of course, and pet that head of yours, okay? The look of surprise on your face. Was that not what you were expecting me to say when I told you that you had to do everything that I said? I know I have you trapped and chained in here, but That's all you're doing. You were the one that broke into my cabin. I'm not evil. Now, just listen and indulge me. You know, I know I felt it earlier when I was putting you on this chair and chaining you up, but now that I can take my time and really feel it, your fur is so soft. You take really good care of it, don't you? It's funny. I always imagined the wolf's fur to be kind of dry and coarse, but it's so nice. And you smell good. Okay, I won't smell you. I'm just saying, when I nuzzled into you a bit, it wasn't a bad smell. Okay. Then next, I think I want to feel your... You flinched. You don't like your ears being touched? But you do remember our deal, right? I get to do whatever I want. Stop tilting your head back and let me feel them. Oh, what a good puppy. Don't worry. It's just a little bit, honey. Oh, they're just as soft. I think even a bit softer. Wow. You know, it's not every day that a bunny like me can freely touch the fur of a predator like you. So, let me just relish every little moment that I can get with you. And that's not to say that every predator is bad, per se. I've made quite a few friends that most wouldn't come anywhere near, but this is the first time I'm being so close to a wolf like this. Is that why I'm not scared of you? Maybe that's partially why. Another reason would probably be how easy it was to knock you out and tie you up earlier. But I think one of the main reasons is I can see how much you like this. As much as you don't want to admit that you were outsmarted by a poor, weak, defenseless little bunny, you can't help but actually enjoy getting treated like this, can you? All you want is for someone to take care of you and to take control of you like this, isn't it? How long has it been since someone has gotten this close to you? Has anyone ever done something like this to you? By the look on your face, I'm guessing not. That's okay. Nothing to be embarrassed about. It's been a while since I've been this close to anyone, too. Maybe that's why I'm enjoying this as much as I am. How about this? I'll unlock your chains if you promise to stay a little longer for me and let me take care of you. Why? Do you even have to ask why? This is far too good to give up on so soon. And don't act like you don't need this too. Come on, just a few minutes and a little bit of cuddling, and I'll send you right on your way. Just cuddling. Why? Is there something else that you had in mind? You can tell me. What is it? Cat caught your tongue. Come on, puppy. Say what it is that you want. Oh, you're even more adorable when you get flustered. Did you know that? Yes, yes, I know. You're a big, terrifying wolf. Just lay down and relax for me, puppy. What is it? Oh, is it about me calling you puppy? I hope you don't think I mean it in a demeaning way. I think puppies are cute, and so are you. I think you're very cute. Is that the first time someone has said that to you? It is. I'm not just saying it to make you flustered. I really do think that you're cute. Do you mind if I ask you a question? Is there a reason you feel like you need to attack people? I mean, there's no shortage of every type of food that you can ever think of in the market. You're not going to starve. You're not some feral wolf. I'm sure you have a job, a home. So, why? Silence, huh? Oh, don't give me that scary look. It's an obvious question that anyone would want to ask. Especially seeing how you are right now, anyway. We don't have to talk about it now, if you don't want to. I was just curious. I'm sorry for trying to pry. We don't know each other like that anyway. Forget I even said anything. Just cuddle into me more. You know, it's like cuddling into a big, soft plushie. I really didn't know how much I needed this till now. You too. Wow, I wasn't expecting you to be so honest like that. It makes you even more adorable. No, still not used to me saying stuff like that, huh? Just makes me want to say even more things. I could really get used to having my own adorable puppy around. Also, I know that we've finally gotten relaxed, but the sun's going to be coming up soon. Don't you have to get going? I thought so. Well, thank you for listening to everything that I said and wanted to do. this was fun. Maybe not the breaking in and trying to eat me part, but you know what I mean. I'll walk you to the door. Well, I guess this is goodbye. Not sure if the thought has crossed your mind, but don't try to break into my place again. I'll be double prepared next time. And besides, if you knock on the door and ask nicely, I may just let you in. Goodbye, puppy.